Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior, you landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JB, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. So yesterday I talked about the different levels of consciousness, which was power and force. We want to get into power. Now, it's not the power that you think, it's empowerment, right? Which is having the courage to go after your dreams, finding purpose, getting out of hyperactivity and getting into fluidity, right? Connecting with the field that you truly deserve within your life based on who you are and your unique blueprint, getting into unconditional love, highest level of frequency of gratitude. And I want to talk about today about cultivating a positive attitude towards money and success, right? So one of the biggest things that I've gone through throughout this paradigm shift from being on my parents' couch to being where I'm at now, financially free and building wealth now, it was a big shift and it was a fast shift, right? You know, it was, I shouldn't say that. If you consider 17 years from suicide to all these manifestations, so 17 years of culmination, but 7 years specifically, you know, 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22 is when it really started to transform. So about 5 years of just all in, backbreaking mindset, practicing, getting my shit together. And 2023 and 2024, specifically this year, really, really to trans. 2022 was a big shift for me. 2023 was huge. And then 2024 is just something I've never even thought. Well, that's a lie. I knew this was possible. It just was hard to imagine that it would actually happen. So currently, one of the things that I went through was, you know, a lot of people like, oh, you know, everybody cheers for you when you're down. Everybody cheers for you when you're an underdog. But then when you make it, 96% of those people are no longer around. They're like, JV, you're so different. JV, the program has changed. Of course the program has changed. I've changed. I've changed. It's evolved with me. It used to be just fitness and mindset. But I became obsessed with financial education, financial literacy, breaking free, helping my family build generational wealth. And maybe those people didn't change. And so I went from broke on my parents' couch. I still have the same fitness. I still have the same mindset. I still have the same goal setting. And I added on financial literacy, financial discipline, cryptocurrency, insurance, precious metals. Now I'm heading into, I just got my Rockefeller Trust set up. I'm signing all the paperwork, completely done, the waterfall system. So it's interesting because as I shifted, I'm now teaching people how to cultivate a positive attitude towards money and success, because often people develop a negative attitude, you know, oh, money doesn't grow on trees. Successful people don't pay taxes, blah, 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 blah. So you have to shift your perspective on money. You have to. Number one, what I did is I view money as a tool for achieving goals, creating opportunities, and making a positive impact in my life and the lives of others. Let me repeat that. You have to shift your perspective on money. View money as a tool for achieving your goals, creating opportunities, and making a positive impact in your life and the life of others. You have to reframe your negative beliefs or association you may have about money and replace them with positive, empowering thoughts. And that comes from deep-rooted subconscious mind programming. If you didn't grow up in wealth, your parents probably didn't talk too favorably about money. So that's why you keep making it and you keep losing it. You have to embrace a mindset of abundance, recognizing that there's enough wealth to go around for every single person, and your success does not diminish others' opportunities. Let me repeat that one, because a lot of you will struggle with that. Everybody, so all these people hating on you for being successful now, guys, they have the same opportunity you do. Every person that abandoned me and left me had the same opportunity I did. Embrace a mindset of abundance, recognize that there's enough wealth to go around, and that your success does not diminish others' opportunities. Focus on financial empowerment. Take ownership of your financial situation. Empower yourself to make informed decisions about money. You need to educate yourself about personal finance, budgeting, investing, and wealth building strategies to gain confidence in managing your own finances. And set clear financial goals and develop a plan to achieve them, breaking down larger objectives into smaller actionable steps. If you've ever coached with me, I show you guys, I have the big picture of a $1 billion ecosystem, and then I bring it all the way down to long-term, short-term, or mid-term, short-term activities I need to do. And then celebrate your achievements and progress. Acknowledge the celebration of your financial achievements, no matter how small, as they contribute to your overall success. Okay, practice gratitude for the abundance in your life, including financial blessings and opportunities for growth. And then lastly, regularly reflect on your progress towards your financial goals and use positive reinforcement to motivate yourself and continue striving for success. So you have to cultivate a positive attitude towards money and success. You have to shift your perspective on money. You have to focus on financial empowerment, and you need to celebrate your achievements and progress. And what I want to tell from you from experience is don't be afraid to succeed, guys. They're going to judge you. They're going to mock you. First, they'll respect you. Okay. First, they'll judge you. Then they'll respect you. And then they'll follow you or abandon you. It's not your responsibility to waver or to bow down or to back down based on people's perspective of you. If you're operating in good intentions, you're doing good things for humanity, there's nothing else that you need to worry about. What you need to worry about is developing a strong mindset and overcoming the limiting beliefs that have held you back. You have to overcome the limiting beliefs that are held back, limiting beliefs, and you have to embrace an abundance mindset. So I want you to identify the challenges in your limiting beliefs. I want you to practice gratitude and positive affirmations. I want you to visualize the success and set empowering goals to radically transform your life. So I hope this information reaches you well. Just speaking from my paradigm and the experience that I went through. And I just love to see people succeed. I think it's one of the greatest gifts ever to see people actually take this information and go out there and get what's theirs for their family. Empowering other people. Because remember, money is just a resource. And that resource, if it's used if that tool is used for resources for you and your family and others, man, it's such a beautiful life to live. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together.